Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Dorsey Wright video for Monday, July the 2nd, 2018. I'm Jay Gragnani.
And I'm Ben Jones.
And welcome to the third quarter. Third quarter officially kicks off today. 4th of July holiday here in the U.S. is coming this week, so certainly a shortened week from a trading perspective, a long vacation week for many, as many are taking off. You know, coming out of the weekend, though, biggest news out of the weekend?
Daughter was baptized.
Beautiful. That's huge news. No, that's great. That's awesome. That's great news. And we actually just recently we were talking about that earlier. I had all three of mine done baptized at the same time a little while ago. It's a fun experience. But certainly, you know, not a whole lot of news coming out of the markets this weekend. I think this, outside of the markets this weekend, in the world of sports, the biggest news for those of you basketball fans out there, LeBron James will be taking his talents to South L.A.
Yeah,
South California.
Yes. Southern California.
Southern California. L.A. area.
I don't know, South L.A., is that Lakers fans or Clippers? I don't know. Either way,
he's going to the Lakers.
Following the footsteps of what? Magic Johnson, Shaquille O'Neal, all those guys. I mean, it's amazing.
It's an interesting story, so it'll be fun to watch. But if you're not basketball fans, you can start listening now once again. We'll get back on track and talk about the markets a little bit. But, you know, this is always a time of year. The first half of the year is over. July is now started. And you go back and you look over the body of work and if you just look at the S&P 500 through the first 6 months of the year, the market's up. Mm-hmm. There hasn't been a whole lot. The S&P is up about 1.6%, so just under 2% on the year. But that certainly does not tell the story. And I know you know that. There's been a lot of things going on underneath the surface, a lot of leadership trends that came into the year that have continued to carry the market through the year, a lot of areas of the market that have that were laggards heading into the year have continued to be laggards. And so we'll touch a little bit on that. But this year really has been, by and large, continuation of trends that we've seen firmly established here now for going on a couple years. So one of those trends certainly being U.S. equities continues to be the dominant asset class from a relative strength perspective. U.S. equities continues to rank number one. It is worth mentioning, though, international equities. Last year, international had strong performance last year, but here over the past couple months has seen a bit of volatility. And as a matter of fact, for the month of June, a lot of the major international equity indexes, emerging markets, developed markets, so think EEM, EFA, those types of ETFs, those were down 5 to 6% in the month of June. And in many ways, some of the emerging market positions had violated notable areas of support. EEM very specifically had violated its bullish support line, moved into a negative trend for the first time. So if there were changes that persisted so far here over the past couple of months, it's really been that international equities has cooled off and has broken down technically on some of those individual positions out there.
Yeah, so let's take a step back and you look at Dolly. U.S. equities continues to lead the charge. Kind of that was your point, long-term strength, relative strength speaking. Internationals in second. Really the most improved area this year is commodities.
Yeah,
I think that's been a major talking point from a leadership standpoint, something we're watching. So if we really look at what's happened this past quarter just in the year as a whole, the best performing really kind of macro kind of area using our asset class matrix, oil this past quarter.
Yeah,
so if you look at the DBO, Invesco DB oil fund, it was up almost 12% this quarter. That's Q2 2018. Year to date, it's up about 22.6%. That's been one of the areas leading the charge for commodities as it kind of begins to stabilize and hold its ground within Dolly and maybe making a charge. So that's a bright spot within the commodity space. The broad commodity index, S&P GSCI index spot, GN/Y. That was up about 7% this past quarter, 7.62 to be exact. For the year, it's up around 10%. So you're seeing commodities put in a good showing this year at the expense of maybe some areas on a relative strength basis like international equities. But then if you look right below it, it's U.S. equities.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, they're still competitive.
Yeah,
so even with the firecrackers at the start of the year, let's say in February with all that volatility, even the last couple weeks, I think some were beginning to question the resilience in U.S. equities. I mean, you looked at the headlines and made you think that, right? Tariffs and China and the end of the status quo regarding trade relations with Europe. yet U.S. equities, you know, it firmed up so far as an asset class. And, you know, for the quarter, the S&P 500 was up almost 3%, so 2.93 looking at the SPX chart.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. You mentioned crude oil, and crude, you know, back above $70 a barrel. When you talk about crude oil and its importance to commodities, it's huge, because you look at a lot of those broad-based commodity indexes, and most of them are production weighted, and so crude oil and energy gets the biggest weighting in that, much in the same way that large cap stocks get the biggest weighting in things like the S&P 500. You know, crude oil back up to $74 a barrel. Mm-hmm. It's hard to believe it was 10 years ago. Next week, I think it's next week, July 11th, is when crude oil peaked back in 2008. July 11th, crude oil peaked at $146 a barrel. So still, you know, roughly half of where it was at its peak, nonetheless, is well off the $27 low that we saw back in 2016 for crude oil. So crude overall trend there continues to be positive. And as a matter of fact, the weekly momentum just turned back to being positive as well. So
that's right. But it's also important too, is that, you know, just because, you know, commodities is one of the most improved areas this year, and there are some bright spots like crude, there's still really some dark spots, right?
Yeah.
Where so areas that were dragging that sector lower, agriculture. Right. If you look at the DBA, Invesco DBA Agriculture Fund was, you know, down about almost 4% last quarter. Gold down almost 5.68%. So I think, again, even though commodities, it's hanging in there in the Dally ranking, there's still some weak areas, right? So you need to be selective if you are kind of oriented to that asset class.
Well, yeah, and that's not terribly unlike U.S. equities. You know, U.S. equities, there's certainly a lot more things in there that are participating, that are doing well, but there's certainly some areas of weakness. And if you had to summarize U.S. equity strength this year, it's been growth versus value by and large. I mean, growth stuff, whether it's been small cap growth, mid cap growth, large cap growth, that's been where the strength has been so far this year. As a matter of fact, if you look at the nine traditional Morningstar style boxes out there, eight of those nine style boxes are in positive territory this year. So the S&P's up, 1.6% on a year. Eight out of those nine style boxes are up on the year, with small cap growth leading the way, up over 11%. So small cap growth certainly, and small caps in general, been a real leadership trend so far this year, and coming on here in the past few months. Small cap growth specifically is the one style box that's leading that. The one style box that's lagging, and the one that's actually down this year, is large cap value. Wow. Large cap value is actually down about 3.5% on the year. When you look at, you know, just the ETF, cap weighted ETF that looks at that. So, you know, large cap value being down, you think a lot of the, you know, blue chip type of names. That's those big large cap value type of stocks. So it's not to say that every single stock in the market is working this year in U.S. equities. There's a lot more things in U.S. equities that are working, predominantly growth, and then you look at the other end of that spectrum and things like value. You know, you think things like utilities, consumer staples, real estate. Those are kind of the big sector trends when you drill underneath the surface and think about things that have not really worked well this year, the value type of stuff and interest rate sensitive stuff by and large.
Yeah, it's interesting you mentioned growth. I mean, if you look at the sector trends for the quarter, for the year, it's really oriented towards growth, right? I mean, software, healthcare, internet are the three leading Dorsey Wright sector indexes on our research platform. For the quarter, Q2, you know, it's oil, right? That was the best performing sector, up about 17%. Other areas that did well, protection safety equipment, healthcare, oil service, and retail, which, you know, has rebounded. Retail is actually up 11% for the year. So that's a sector that has improved. But I think it's an important thing too, is that, yes, there's some new trends kind of out there, you know, small cap, you know, really emerging as a leader. We see, you know, kind of oil coming back, but there's still some stability within the sector leadership landscape, right? Where the leaders have been really staying leaders. Yeah, you saw some laggards kind of emerge. Maybe you could throw oil in there, maybe you can throw retail, but for the most part, you know, software, internet, and there's technology, there's growth areas holding firm, even with some of the some areas that pulled back the last couple weeks, but they're hanging in there. And even pockets of the healthcare sector, which are growth oriented, like biomedics, which had a solid showing this past quarter, about up 8%, up 12% for the year. So there's some bright spots there too.
Yeah, absolutely. One change that we did want to mention before we wrap up here is, for those of you who follow the Power 4 model, the DWA Sector 4 model. There was a change in that this month. Remember, that's a model that looks at the 9 Invesco DWA Momentum Sector ETFs as well as cash, so 10 positions in there. And what it's designed to do is buy the 4 strongest ETFs and evaluate that once a month. We saw energy move into that model last month in the month of June, beginning of June. PXI, which is the energy ETF, moved in there. This month we saw a consumer discretionary actually move back into the model, and financials, PFI, went out. So PEZ in discretionary, PFI financials are out of that. The other positions in there are, you know, energy, as we mentioned, is still in there. Industrials is still in there, as well as technology. So those are your 4 in there. But if those of you who follow that model, there's a change that came out just today, and that change will also flow through into those of you who may own the single CUSIP version of that DWTR, which is the ETF that's designed to track and follow that particular model.
Yeah, it's an interesting move. I mean, if you look at PEZ, the sector weightings are oriented towards special retail, hotel, restaurants, and leisure, textiles, apparel, and luxury goods are the 3 largest sectors. Mm. And you know, you kind of talk about one of those themes in the marketplace, tilting towards growth. You know, 27.5 position towards large growth from an exposure standpoint, almost 29 to mid growth, and almost 11 to small growth. So those are the dominant size of style groups within the ETF as well. So you see the growth theme of leadership permeate to those sector funds, which is important, right? Those funds are designed to orient to strength, and that's where strength is.
That's right. Yeah. So with that, we said we didn't have a lot to talk
about. So where are you taking your
time? We said we didn't have a lot to talk about. I'm not going anywhere. We said we didn't have a lot to talk about, but as always, you know, there is a lot going on in the market, and we try and keep on top of the things that are going on in the market, the things that are important that ultimately can help you bring value to your clients. And so with that, we certainly thank you for joining us this week. Happy 4th of July. Happy Independence Day to everybody out there. And we certainly look forward to be on with you next week.